Hi, I'm Siobhan, your Sales How-To Gal. Welcome to a strategic episode of the Sales How-To Podcast. It's the beginning of the fourth quarter, so you should be making plans for next year. Business development is both a team and an individual sport. Therefore, today, I want to discuss how to put together a business development team, what each person's role or duty should be on that team, and how this team can position you, the key player, to win more business in the field. If you've been listening to my podcast, you know that I'm a tennis person. My favorite player is Rafael Nadal. Let's talk about the team that's around Rafa and how each member readies him to go out and win 22 majors and counting. I mean, hopefully there are a few more to come. Then, after we finish the Nadal example, we'll talk about you and your business development team. There's an analogy coming, okay? Nadal has a coach. Currently, the coach is Carlos Moya. Previously, however, the coach was Rafa's uncle Tony, who now, incidentally, coaches Felix Auger-Aliassime of Canada. Now, that must have been a bit awkward in Paris this summer when Felix took Rafa to five sets at Roland Garros. Okay, I'll stop. You don't have to love tennis to understand today's business development lesson. So let's get back to the analogy. The role of the coach is to strategize with the player regarding a particular opponent. That's what Uncle Tony was doing for Felix. Want to give him tips on the opponent's strengths and weaknesses, how the opponent likes to play. In other words, the opponent's tendencies and favorite shots. The coach and the player put their heads together so that the player has a clear strategy for the particular match. That may explain why Felix got into a fifth set with Rafa at a tournament Rafa has won 14 times in 17 attempts. But long before the match, long before the tournament even, Rafa works with his hitting partner and his physio. These are his trainers. They don't have a particular opponent in mind. Their role is more to work on Rafa's game. They want to make sure he has all the shots and can execute them from both offensive and defensive positions on the court. They help him improve in areas where he's not as dominant, such as his serve speed. He's been working on that his whole career. They make sure he's physically fit enough to deploy his weapons over the course of an entire match, no matter how long it goes. They give him opportunities to practice over and over so that his behaviors become habitual, leading to less stress during the match. That way, no matter who Rafa's opponent is, or how well that person is coached for a particular match, Rafa has the skills and the confidence to withstand the pressure. Now you see why I went into that tennis analogy with Uncle Tony? This type of star and role players setup is the same situation you want to create with your business development efforts. You are the star, tasked with execution, the difficult job, but you also need both a coach and a trainer. In business development, your coach is responsible for reinforcing existing skills. The coach's role is to keep you motivated and focused so that you can execute on a strategy that the two of you agree on. When something doesn't go as you planned in the field, the coach helps you to troubleshoot and make adjustments so that you can regain your position of strength in a particular sales pursuit. Your trainer, on the other hand, is where you learn the nuts and bolts of pursuing, acquiring, and developing clients. You try out ideas with a trainer. You practice a pitch with a trainer. You develop your style and your personal brand with the guidance and input of your trainer. You learn best practices and see what's available from a trainer. In other words, you make sure you have all the skills and that you understand when to deploy them. For example, in which stage of a client consultation should you talk about money? What's the most effective way to contrast yourself, your firm, and your offering with the competition? How do you incorporate your existing clients into your pursuit of new logos or new clients? These are all skills you learn from a trainer. You don't want to have a coach trying to teach you all of this when it's time to go into a pitch. Your mind would be filled with too much information. You'd likely be overwhelmed and unable to successfully execute. And if you go into a pitch without all this information, without the comfort of knowing that you have the necessary skills to succeed, the uncertainty and ambiguity can be your undoing. You'll seem unsure of yourself. You may ramble out of a need to seem knowledgeable and out of nervousness. And this shakiness also is not a path to success. So being overwhelmed is not a path, and being unsure is not a path. Therefore, you need both a sales coach and a sales trainer. Plan to spend a full year with your trainer, gaining the skills and practicing using them until they become habits that you can execute even under pressure. But don't forget your coach, because even the best laid plans and intentions cannot account for everything that can happen in real time during a consultation. Your coach can help you prep for these individual pursuits. So this is how you put together and utilize a business development team. I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal. Check out our Rainmakers Business Development e-learning platform to take advantage of 2022 introductory pricing. So those prices are going to go up in January. That's at www.sales4lawyers.com. Until next time.